Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
All right, it's me, and I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Welcome to day 9 of the 12 Days of Oasis podcast. Today we are going to be talking about 2022, coming out of lockdown, people coming together again, and most specifically June 2022 with Liam Gallagher playing Nebworth. I hope you guys are enjoying this little mini series that we're doing. If you're listening to it on a daily basis, you can head over to patreon.com/oasispod and listen to episodes 10, 11 and 12 right now if you are around. So Liam at Nebworth, June 2022, absolute madness. Let's just take it back a little bit. So in terms of Nebworth, because obviously we'd had the Nebworth film as well based on the Oasis Nebworth thing, and that was really exciting. So, you know, I went to see it in September 2021, and then we ended up interviewing people who were in it, including Gareth Viggers. We did that as a phone-in in September 2021. And then, yeah, October 21, Liam announces he's doing Nebworth himself, which is absolutely crazy. Also, in November 2021, I was out and about again. I went out and I met up with Britpop Memories and a few other people at the launch of the Supersonic book by Simon Halfen. That was a great evening. Phil Smith was there that day, although I didn't get to record with him, which was a shame.
All right, so we're here at Adidas, Carnaby Street, with Simon. How are you doing, Simon?
All the better for seeing you, James.
We've got a fantastic evening. We're launching the Supersonic book. Been lovely. Phil's here. Phil Smith's been here, which was nice to see. I saw Kevin Cummins as well, the photographer.
Oh, I didn't see Kevin.
Yeah, he's been here apparently. I think I think it was him.
I'll say hello to him actually. Yeah. Alec King was here. It's nice to see him, and you know, it's just been, you know, a lot of love in the room for the band, for the book. It's just been great. Yeah. You know, so, and it looks great. Everything looks great. It's here all week. This could come and wander around all week. So. And you've got the shop window for a week. It's just, you know, it's a great collaboration between us and Adidas.
Yeah, it's really smart. I mean, it's really like all these huge blown up images, and we just saw Phil Smith was here. There's a picture there of Liam with Phil in the background. Yeah, he's looking great.
Yeah,
there's some fantastic images up.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's a really good marriage between Oasis and Adidas, I think, and it was an easy one to do, and the guys at Adidas have been absolutely fantastic. That's
wonderful.
That's our cue to go, I think.
All right,
thank you so much, Shane. It's
been great to see you, Simon. Thank you very much for the invite, and good luck with the book.
Thank you very much indeed.
Plus, also late in 2021, we had the Speakeasy Festival, which was really cool. Speakeasy Volume 1, which was great. Great to see Chris. Great to see the guys from The Kind and a few other people that day. Katie was there. Richard was there. Lovely to meet up with guys. Britpop Revival, Nick was there. So, yeah, that was a great day. And then into 2022, we then had, you know, we had all of these like pre Come On You Know releases. And then finally, the album comes out. It was a bit of a strange way they did it, though, wasn't it? Like, they released the album, and then like a week later, they're playing Nebworth with a bunch of the songs from the album. So, you know, a lot of people just didn't know a lot of those songs. But yeah, what a special time. And really the, I mean, I suppose we can look back at it now and say, yeah, that was the peak of Liam's comeback. Because, yeah, for him to play Nebworth, I mean, you literally can't get bigger than Nebworth. Unless, you know, unless you do multiple nights in stadiums, which obviously he's doing. But yeah, it was a very, very special time with Come On You Know coming out and then going to Nebworth. The one really frustrating thing was there was no signal. So it was annoying because I had said we'd meet up with people. I was really excited to meet up with lots of different people, do loads of recording. But then it just didn't work. So there was no phone signal at all. No internet, no phone signal. So really annoying. So, but anyway, I did get to interview a few people, like Katie was there. Lane was there, so that was good.
All right, we're here at Nebworth. I'm here with Lane. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm good. It's great to be here, honestly.
Well, you've only just turned up, haven't you? So what do you think of Goat Girl?
Well, I missed it.
Yeah, but good journey down?
Well, up for us, we came from Bournemouth. So a good four-hour journey or something.
Wow.
But, yeah. Just relieved, if anything.
Just happy to be here.
Yeah.
It's
and the
pretty,
stage looks massive, so.
It's pretty amazing. It's like, I was just saying, like, it doesn't feel, because obviously I was here in 96. How old were you in 96?
One.
Fuck. But yeah, like,
yeah, it was one.
It's pretty massive, but I think it was bigger back in 96. I think it was further back, but yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
I like the Liam's bar.
Liam
biggest
Farr.
Concert on the planet.
Yeah.
That's what we need to check out.
I know, we're going to head there in a minute. But what do you think of the album?
Oh, you know, it's different, but I really like it.
Yeah.
The Adored night we did was good fun as well, to actually listen to it through with other people.
Yeah, that was so really cool.
That was really good fun. Different, yeah, there's a few good tunes. Some, as Liam says, peculiar.
Yeah.
For sure.
Favourite tune?
Oh, it keeps changing. Right now, I think it's the Joker.
Oh, right. That's a great song.
Right now. But to be honest, yeah, it changes. Every time I listen to it, it changes.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. And what is it all about Liam for you today? Or are you looking forward to...
Oh, no. I love Kasabian.
Yeah.
Obviously without Tom. But I heard really good things about him. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'll try and get as close as possible.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah.
Exactly. Put your walking boots on now, mate. You might get there.
Yeah, exactly.
Might
get
down the front.
Got my sketches on. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Cool. All right, we'll catch you later.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Plus, we did a Liam at Nebworth phone-in review with Imran and with Simon Hughes. So, look, it was really, really great. And, yeah, just very, very special to be there and just see this, like, you know, huge amounts of people, like, just being there for Liam. It was just madness, you know? And when you think back to where he'd come from, and obviously it's sort of recorded in the As It Was documentary, but to see where he'd come from in BDI, you know, fifth down the list on these festivals, you know, playing support slots, you know, just Liam looking miserable. This was not where Liam Gallagher should be. Liam Gallagher needs to be headlining huge gigs. And that's exactly what he did here. Headlining Nebworth, absolutely amazing. You know, he did fantastically well. And and it was a great show. Really, really special show. You know, plus also not forgetting Noel. You know, Noel did Glastonbury around this time as well. And for me, later on in the year, you know, I got to episode 200, which was huge. Very exciting to get to 200. And the way to celebrate that, I decided, was to go with a great ranking. So literally to rank every Oasis, BDI, Liam and Noel Gallagher's High Flying Bird song, which I did over about three different episodes in late 2022. And then, you know, and then just following up on the Nebworth thing, well, we ended up doing obviously did the Nebworth film that came out in November 2022. So I ended up interviewing a few guys related to that, like John Bell, who was one of the stars of the film. And then I reviewed the film as well. So yeah, so that's, I suppose, kind of the big thing being that 2022. The big thing being Nebworth, obviously, that year. But then also, you know, it was loads of other interesting stuff. As we came out of lockdown, back into sort of, you know, back into the swing of things, none of these like socially distanced gigs with half the people there and things like that. But yeah, it was really exciting to get back and and get back out again and see people and see life. So yeah, there we go. Right, that will do it for today. That was day 9 of the Oasis podcast, 12 days of Oasis podcast. Must join us again for day 10 when we basically summarize 2023. But the key thing being the Rockfield Studios event in April. See you next time.